Over the past few weeks, I've had vestibular neuritis, which is an inflammation of the inner ear. It can follow a cold or flu, and the inflammation interferes with the sense of balance. So I've had dizziness and vertigo when the room appears to be spinning. Vertigo is very disabling. There's nothing you can do but lie down in a darkened room till it passes. I've had it so bad at times that although I know I'm lying on a bed and perfectly safe, it feels like the bed is tipping and I will fall off. What our eyes tell us is what we believe. This is so true that experiments have been done to show that when a photo is doctored to show us doing something we've never done, we will begin to build up false memories around that thing. So if someone were to show me a photo of me in a hot air balloon and not tell me that the photo had been altered, I would actually begin to remember the day and what happened. Paul may not have known anything about such experiments, and hopefully he knew nothing about vertigo, though we do think he had some problems with his eyes. He may have been thinking about physically looking at something and feeling the benefits of focusing on something pleasing to the eye when he wrote to the Philippians in chapter 4, verses 8 to 9, and this comes from the New Revised Standard Version. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. He's telling the readers of his letter to focus on what is good. That's not to ignore the bad things, but to put their focus on the good and the beneficial, and to look for the good in difficult situations, so that they might know peace with God. In our situation, there is much that is difficult, and life has been going on very strangely for a long time. We've been torn away from families and friends. We've been torn away from churches and worship, and it goes on and on. And some regulations were relaxed for us, and then in this part of the world, those were tightened again, then loosened for some areas and not for others. And it's hard. It's hard for those who live alone. It's hard for those who can't hug their families. It's hard for those who are carers for people with dementia. It's hard for people who feel unsafe at home. There's no denying what people are going through. So does it deny how difficult things are if we do as Paul says? Focusing on God in our situation doesn't mean looking away from what is going on. It means looking for God in the midst of it all. And sometimes we can be surprised by picturing God or Jesus in our situation. He doesn't always react as we expect him to. We may not see much that is positive in our situation. We may not feel that we can see pleasing, honourable, commendable, and praiseworthy things in our situation. But what we can do is focus on Jesus, who is with us in our situation, and know that he feels with us the things that we are feeling. So he holds us when our patience runs thin, and he doesn't chide us, but he reminds us that he is with us in our aloneness, that he cares for us as much as we care for the ones we look after, that he loves and values us as we are, and can give us the strength to leave our dangerous situation if we need to. Wherever you are, whatever you are struggling with, hold that before God now and know that he sees and he understands and he loves you to the uttermost. He knows what you are feeling and he can help you carry that and help you find your way forward. because what he wants is not you in a spin, holding on for dear life, afraid to take a step in case you fall. But he wants you to be able to stand tall, to know that he walks with you, to grow and blossom into the person he has made you to be. Trust him with your situation now and see how he responds and what he wants you to receive from him in the place where you are. Then when you have spent that time with him, phone someone who will listen to your experience and help you decide what to do with it. A friend? A minister? You can find us on the Bradford North website. Someone you trust, or perhaps even the Samaritans. You can call them free, even from a pay-as-you-go mobile, on 116 123. Or you can email them if you prefer to put things in writing and have that distance between you and them. The email address is jo@samaritans.org, and they'll get back to you within 24 hours. May you know that God hears you and helps you to find a way through your situation, whether that is direct from God in your prayers or through the wise advice of someone who will listen to you and who will help you find the way that is right to you, for you. May you know that God is with you, and that focusing on him in your situation can give you strength to get through. God bless.